as Dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight we have a special treat for you and for Irishmen of all spiritual persuasions. We can promise you a good enough time. Of course, we can't say that you're going to get a good night's sleep. The play, based on the classic story by Douglas Hyde and dramatized by a particularly puckish John Douglas, is called Tygo Caine and the Corpse.
Easy does it, settled with him on this rock. It wouldn't be a terrible thing if he was to drop him now.
If we drop him now, he might be shattering like glass. At least you can't lose him yet.
Guaranteed. I hate them. Ireland was a paradise for the likes of us before they came and spoiled it. What are we doing, Kate? One of them, halfway across the country, with us eyes glaring up at the moon, has called us 2 shillings.
Why, what would he be for a present?
But Tygo Caine. Who's Tygo Caine?
God, wish you had never heard tell of Tygo Caine.
I have. I've heard tell of Tygo Caine. The worst young scallywag in Cody Leitrim.
A dance. It everywhere in
a glass and a fight at every time.
He's spoiled rotten by his poor old dad.
Is the gold money like others scatters away.
Yes, the love of every girl in the breast of his heart.
It's himself we've come to meet them.
It's himself. And he's near. And the ribs of my hair are standing straight up. It's a human. Him, close by and coming closer.
There's a human right here in our shoulders.
The new one, brother, is alive. Here, in the hollow. He mustn't see us till we've got him.
What's
the fellow doing, Wessel? Aren't he only to cheer himself up? Oh, it's a sad man as Tygo Caine this night.
You'll be the saddest and we've done with him. Oh, he's gone too far at last.
He has that.
What's he done now?
Tygo's got a girl in trouble. And he won't marry her. His own father has turned him away from the door.
Where is ours? Tygo Caine is ours. Oh, I haven't had a human being to torment these 100 years and more.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah, the one has influence with the moon.
We were lovers long ago. When the worst giants stand here,
ask her to veil her face, then.
I will then.
Where's the moon, then?
Much obliged, dear brother.
Moshe, I walked so far, I think I forgot myself. It must be near midnight. Man can't see his hand before his face.
Good evening, Tygo Caine.
What's that? Who's there, then? Who's out so late at night?
Give him back the moonlight,
brother. In the flick of an eye.
What? Children? Children. No, it's not. Oh, murder. Sure, it can't be the good people listening. And what's that they're carrying? It's... Oh, Lord, between us and harm. It's
a dead man today. A hand tied to keep you company on the lonesome road.
But he won't keep you warm.
Isn't it lucky we met yet, Tygo King? Tygo King, isn't it timely you met us? Tygo King, for the third time, isn't it lucky and timely that we met you? Tygo King hasn't a word. We can do with him what we please. Oh, Ty. Ty, he's living a bad life. And we can make a slave of you now, so. And no use going against us. Ty, lift that car.
I won't.
Tygo King, hard to lift the car. Hey, brother. Let's make him lift it. Grab him and hold him. Tie up. He goes on Ty's back.
Stop, you damn paragraph. Stop.
Arms go round, around his legs. Legs
grip. It seems from the back. The backside of hell you are, and not the good people at all. I'll shake him off, and I'll... God and Mary, help me. I can't break his grip. The corpse is fixed on me like a saddle on a horse. Oh, Cohen. I'm lost forever. I promise to Peter and Paul, Patrick and Bridget, that I'll mend my ways for as long as I have to live if I come clear out of this. And I'll marry the girl, so I will.
No, Ty. Ty, dear. You didn't lift the body when we told you to lift it. And see how we made it come to you. And perhaps when we tell you to bury it, you won't bury it. Until you're made to bury it.
Sure, and anything at all I can do for your honor, I'll do it.
Ah, you're getting quiet now, Ty. I'll go bail, but you'll be quiet enough before I'm done with you. Listen to me now, Tygo King. You'll do exactly what I tell you. Or it's yourself who'll be cursing the day you were born.
Oh, yes, your honor.
You must carry this corpse on your back to the old church at Temple Day. And raise up the flagstones of the church floor and bury him deep beneath them.
And then I'm free?
Perhaps. Well, maybe they won't let you bury a body there. Perhaps another dead man has died. And you wouldn't be expecting him to share it with this one now, would you?
Whichever I'll choose.
Dead and greedy.
Oh, Cohen.
Oh, and if you don't get leave to bury him in Temple Bay, then you must carry him to Carrick Ardvicor.
Carrick Ardvicor.
And if you don't get it into that place, then take it with you to Temple Ronan.
Temple Ronan?
That churchyard is closed, don't
you? Oh, God, Mary, no!
Take it to Imlock Vada.
Imlock Vada?
And if you deny it at Imlock Vada...
Oh, saints have mercy! This is fallen dead in the road I'll be before then.
You've no more to do but take it to Kilbreed. And you can bury it there without hindrance.
Kilbreed, yeah.
If you do this work rightly, you'll have never a cause to grieve.
Oh, thank you, Your Honor.
You're only 8 hours from now till daybreak. And if you haven't this man buried before the sun rises, you're lost.
Lost. Lost forever.
You'll see us no more this night, Tygo King. For you're going to secret ground where the likes of us are not permitted. But if you shirk, or fail,
you'll see us again.
Oh, I'll not fail, Your Honor.
No, out with you.
By hill and by tail.
By bog and by fence.
And by stream and by forest.
The devil will hear us.
door to Temple Demas is locked. Well, that's that then. The door is shut and I can't open it. I've no more to do this night.
Search for the key on top of the door.
Who's that speaking to me?
Search for the key on top of the door.
Who's that talking? There's no one before or behind me. No one at all.
It's me. The corpse is speaking.
Can you talk, then?
Now and again.
For the love of God.
Get the key or I'll squeeze the breath out of you.
No, Your Honor. Please, Your Honor. I'll get the key.
Open it. Open the door.
I'm doing my best. Would you look at that now? It's a fine church it must have been once. But now it's half destroyed, it is. There's moonlight coming in through the roof, like water through a sieve.
Take up your flagstones and bury me now.
And what am I to be digging with?
Take the spade there by the altar and dig. Here.
Here, then?
Dig.
You've cemented together the stones are. Devil a time when I have to get them up. No. Bless the saints. They're loose. And the earth is soft.
Make haste. Make haste.
Now, have you ever had to dig with a body on your back?
Faster.
It's no good, Your Honor. Look. There's an old woman is in it already. And she withered in black.
Oh!
Oh, murder. She's sitting up.
Hiya, clown. Hoya, fodder. Where has he been that he's got no bed?
Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm...
100 years and a day I'm dead. And it's you, Tygo Cain, will be tearing me from my grave? Be off with you. And leave me to my rest. Let me sleep.
She's fallen back.
Cover her quick.
You, corpse, there on my back. If I find the quiet dead one, will you be satisfied to share his bed? That's a good sign. Maybe he's getting quiet himself. Suppose I was to try again. Here. Oh, of course, will you look? There's a hand coming out of the earth and pointing right at me.
The dead are awake. You've wakened the dead, Tygo Cain. Run for your life.
Where in God's name am
I? Carry God Vickers. There is no bed for me here. To carry God Vickers. Quick.
Your Honor, I'm blinded with sweat and I'm half destroyed with weariness. I don't know where we are at all.
The graveyard yonder.
Is it Carrickad Vigoris?
It is.
There's people there. Dozens and dozens of them. Men, women and children. Standing on the wall. And filling up the gate.
It's the souls of all who have died in the village. The churchyard's full and they're barring the way. There's no burying me here.
Oh, have mercy. No.
We're off to Temple Ronan, Tygo Cain. To Temple Ronan. Quick, Mark.
Oh. to be denied, Your Honor. There's no denying at all. I was a bit of a wild bio in the past, I mean. I always meant to marry the girl, you know, but I was so angry if my father should threaten me about it that, faith, I had a great mind to let it go another while. And it's not that she was with child or anything like that, you know. A little damaged in the reputation, maybe. She's beautiful as a May morning, with eyes like the stars in the crown of the Countess Kathleen. And Kathleen's her name. Oh, I love her. And I'll marry her for sure. You're not very talkative this last while.
Your words are like the wind in the trees to me.
Were you never in love, then? Did you never have your own Kathleen?
I don't remember.
Do the dead forget so soon?
We remember nothing but our graves. And talking of them, here we are in Temple Ronan. Why have you stopped, Tygo Cain?
There's a man coming towards us through the gate. But he's making never a sound as he goes. Tell me quick, is he alive or dead?
He's dead.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
Oh, God be praised, Tygo Cain. You brought me a corpse, a lovely new fresh corpse.
Who are you?
I'm the watcher of the dead.
Tig, take me away. Get me out of here.
Oh, if only you knew how long I've waited.
Waited for what?
For someone to take my place. Don't you know, oh, you foolish lad, that the last one buried in a churchyard must become its guardian ghost, patrolling its boundaries, aye, and fetching water for his thirsty neighbors in purgatory? I was the last dead man they carried here. Long year I watched and guarded and carried water to the fiery furnace, forever and ever, world without end. Until you brought him here, a sweet, fresh, dead man. Oh, my darling boy, bring him in, Rico, bring him in.
Run, Tig, in the name of God, run.
Stop! Stop! If only you knew how tired I am. How the flames of purgatory scorch me. Have pity. Bring him back.
To him, Log Father.
To him, Log Father. Bury me, Ty. Bury me deep where the likes of him back there will never find me.
Oh, Mother. Oh, Mary. In all my years in the world, I never knew a corpse could shiver. Father, at last. Oh, surely they let us in here. Surely. What in the name of God is that?
It's yourself that's in it, is it?
She's coming down on us like a great bird. Her eyes are as red as fire and leaking drops of blood.
From long years of crying, Tig. Are you such a fool as not to know the banshee when you see her?
Banshee?
Aye, the same. She must be wailing for a great noble that's newly dead. There's no getting past her this night.
No way at all.
Oh, Tiger Cain. You poor common lout. Do you think she let you pass a gate she's keeping for one of the nobles of old Ireland? She'd tear your eyes out with her fingernails.
There's no place but Kilbride you left. Or we're destroyed entirely.
If you'd use your nose, Tiger. You'll smell the morning air. You know what'll happen to you if the sun catches me above the ground. Make haste, Tig. Make haste.
Mother of God.
There isn't a wet path, or dirty boreen, or a crooked, contrary road in the whole country that I haven't walked this night. But we're here. Tis Kilbreeja. Yeah?
Make haste, make haste. The ring of day is on the eastern sky already.
Nothing to see. No one to stop us. The little man promised. It can't be, but they let you in here.
What is it?
Right before us. An open grave. With an empty coffin.
Thanks be to God and to his blessed son.
Amen.
Lean over the grave, Tig. So as I'm just over the coffin. That's it. It's goodbye I'll be saying to you now, Tig O'Kane. And mend your life in future. You must show thanks for the greatest gift in the world, you see. That you're alive. Farewell now.
Farewell, poor corpse. I almost said old friend. And there's your last covering. Sleep well. Oh, blessed St. Peter, who sits in gold with God. My heart's splitting as yours did to hear the cock crow. I swear I'll be a good son and a better husband to me, darling. Oh, Kathleen Mavourneen, come fold me in your own arms. In your warm arms. Hold me to your heart and warm me. For I've just come free of a cold embrace entirely.
Heard Tig O'Kane and the Corpse, the Douglas Hyde short story dramatized by John Douglas. Featured tonight were Frank Holden as Tig O'Kane and Pat Byrne as the Corpse. The three older ones were Michael Cook, Mac Barfoot, and David McNee, with Michael Cook doubling as the Watcher. You also heard Lisa Hurd as the Old Woman and the Banshee. Original music for tonight's program was composed, arranged, and performed by Jeff Johnson. Technical operations were by John Foster, with sound effects by Wayne Hayes. The production assistant was Noreen George. Tig O'Kane and the Corpse was produced and directed at CBC St. John's by Glenn Tilley. The executive producer of Nightfall is Bill Howell. And now, here is a final word from your host.
Hello again. Next week, we'll take you to the desert of despair, where scars are psychological as well as physical. But cheer up. Things are never as barren as they seem.
This ain't Vietnam, Huey Blair, a gook behind every bush and blade of grass. War is over. This is your United States, the great American desert.
I'm not going crazy. Don't give me that look, Corey.
The heat, Huey boy, too much sun. Hit for the shade, huh?
I heard wild creatures. Saw them almost. Something wild.
They bite. The Anthony Boucher short story, especially adapted for radio by Len Peterson, starring Robert Haley and John Stocker. Radio with teeth. That's next week on Nightfall. Until then, careful. Of the edge.